Well, if the Logos discards the human Jesus, that seems uncaring, it seems wasteful, and it doesn't reward...
And not environmentally friendly either.
...reward the human side of Jesus for being sinless. So, Christians can't take that option that the Logos went back to being the Trinity and this human side of him was discarded. Another option is the Logos and Jesus are now separated in heaven. That is, now we have the Trinity back to normal.
Back to
and
normal.
Then we have Jesus, the human, who was used by the Logos on earth, and he's in heaven. Incoherence sets in at this point because it goes against the historic creeds that the Logos and Jesus...
I love that. Incoherence sets in because that goes against the historic creeds. That might indicate that you don't quite understand what they were talking about. Maybe, possibly. I think so, yeah.
We're one being. A third option is that the Logos now lives forever embodied. That's why this picture seems to indicate exactly what the Christian must believe about this Trinity now in heaven.
So the reason that the Father in this silly picture also has a physical body and a very long beard would be exactly what? Well, we're not really told because that doesn't follow at all.
There is an embodied God. One third of this God is embodied in Jesus.
One third. Well, you know, those same creeds that you were supposed to have had a decent understanding of at least 23 years ago when you graduated from Trinity, those same creeds sort of talk about the fact that the God, the being of God, the essence of God is indivisible, and therefore it's not one third of God that is possessed by the divine persons and stuff like that. But, again, I knew a lot of folks who fell asleep during systematic theology, too. I didn't, but I was pretty unusual in seminary.